Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to tonight's show, Roasting the World. I'm Sherry.
And I'm Dakota. And let's roast the world.
That's it. I'm so excited, Dakota. It's not even funny. This is me, an awesome show.
Right. I even took an extra shot of Mountain Dew tonight, so I'm hyped even extra. So let's do this.
Let's do this. I'm sitting here drinking water. Like, I naturally don't need to drink Mountain Dew, I don't think. If I did, I'd probably fuck even faster than I do. So you wouldn't be able to keep up.
Well, tonight's show is going to be about some ice cream liquors, some wizard haters, and I'm going to find out why Facebook wants me to date.
Ooh.
But before we get into all of that, let's talk about tomorrow night, because you truly is going to be a special co-host on Sherry's show. Sherry, you want to go ahead?
I've invited you over to Sherry Clip Show. How cool is that?
Right, and that's that was the first podcast I ever did was yours, I believe. So that's pretty cool coming back as a co-host now.
Yeah, so you all got to listen to tomorrow night Sherry Clip as well. And we're going to be filling, like, these weeks full of shows, Dakota. You don't even know. I have more shows I'm going to bring you on, and people are going to be able to listen to you more than once a week. How cool is that?
Joke's on you. I don't want to do no more. Ha ha. Nah, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, that's going to be awesome. Like, you don't even know. I'm excited more than you think about it all. And without any further ado, you ready to roast the world?
Yeah, let's do this.
All right. So, Sherry, have you heard about the youth going around nowadays opening and licking ice cream in stores, then they close it and put it back?
Yes, that's so disgusting.
It's some gross-ass shit, right? Now, what if you had to ask to open the case and be ID'd before buying ice cream? Well, the owner of a small grocery store in Texas did just that. He did an interview saying, "The teens nowadays are no good. I don't want to see them switch to harder things like frozen yogurts."
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
That's why I'm a sherbet man. I just not deal with this shit to begin with.
Well, you know what, Dakota? I mean, seriously, when you buy ice cream, isn't there, like, a plastic ring around the container, like a safety seal? And people should probably look
most of the ones I've seen is, right? I mean, most of the ones I've seen have the safety seal around them.
Mm-hmm.
So you're right. People need to look for the seal before buying. Otherwise, you might have some licked-ass ice cream. In fact, if I was a store owner and I caught somebody licking my ice cream, I probably would throat punch him, honestly. No, double in fact. As a fat guy, if I'm ever in the store and I see somebody licking ice cream, I'm going to fucking throat punch it.
Yeah, I mean, ice cream is too precious to waste like that. You know, like, come on.
Right, that's food abuse. Come on, man. As a fat stoner, that's double food abuse. And I'm just like, what?
It's food abuse. I love it. I love that. That is funny.
If you're going to abuse some food, go to Burger King, order a damn plant Whopper, and throw it on the damn ground. Abuse that food.
Yeah,
I'm still not over that shit. I don't know. I'm still not over the whole Burger King thing, man. I don't think I'll ever be over that one.
Yeah.
Shit pisses me off, man. A plant fucking Whopper. Talking about it 2 weeks in a row, too. Fucking boom, 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 fucking Burger King.
Is that one of
all right, let's go to the next. Yeah, let's go to the next. Let's go to the next topic before I lay a smackdown on Burger King.
All right. We love you, Burger King. All right. Okay, go ahead. All right.
A small town in Tennessee's library banned Harry Potter books. They say the spells used in the fictional books are real. Yeah, I don't know what to say to that. If that's the case, shouldn't they arrest Goldilocks for breaking and entering and Peter Pan for being a kidnapping killer? And shit, I also heard Frodo was up to no good either.
That's crazy.
I mean, they witchcraft for real. What the fuck? And a Harry Potter book.
Do you believe in witchcraft? Do you believe in witchcraft at all?
I mean, I'm sure. Well, let's see. I don't believe in the fact of like the mystical, you know, like witches and shit. But I'm sure there's people that think it's real and it's a real thing. So yeah, I do believe that it's real. If that makes sense. Like, you know, there's like, I mean, I don't believe that somebody's going to put a spell on me or some shit like that, but I'm sure there's people going around practicing that shit. To them, it's real. So, I mean, it's a real thing.
Oh yeah. I mean, you have all these goth kids out there, like playing with these books that are, was it Wicked and Witchcraft and stuff like that.
Right. And I remember back in the day, it was like you had all those goth and emo kids dressed in all black and black makeup on and all that nonsense.
Yeah,
that was like a big thing when I was like in high school, I guess.
I guess you have to look that way in order to like do spells. I don't know.
Right.
I don't understand it. So.
Right. Yeah. I don't get it either. I don't get why they're gonna ban Harry Potter books. That's like saying they're going to ban, I don't know, the book The Outsiders or something for showing kids how to fight or, you know, some shit like that. I mean, that's just stupid.
Yeah, come on. I mean, it's just entertainment. It's a book. It's supposed to be entertaining. The movies are entertainment. Be entertaining.
Right, right.
People
now, like,
away.
The third and fourth movie should be banned because they sucked, but, you know, whatever.
I guess if you don't...
If they're going to ban anything Harry Potter, ban the movies, you know, because they sucked, but...
Did you ever read any of the books?
I made it through, like, the first two chapters of the first one and gave up.
Oh, wow. Jeez. It was totally not your style.
No, no, no. I was not a big wizard fan or any of that. I was more into like comic books and, you know, stuff like that, you know, in high school, getting laid, not playing Dungeons and Dragons and shit.
I see. Well, that explains a lot.
So last week, right. You just let me jump to another topic, right? Anyways, last week I told y'all, let's get started with a hashtag Putin for Putin. Putin responded by blocking me on Twitter, which was nicer, I guess, than, you know, having it hacked. But with that being said, oh, hell no, sir. I'm firing back with a new hashtag. Let's get Tootin' Putin started this week, guys. The dude freaking blocked me, man. Like, I just, what the fuck? He's supposed to be this, like, crazy world leader guy, and he doesn't even want to play, and I'm upset.
Maybe because you're mad about his name. He doesn't like you no more. You're not his friend.
Well, he can come up with, like, a cool hashtag on me, like, hashtag you're fat as both Dakotas. I mean, I don't know. Something out there. Dude got something he can work with. Come on. He can at least hack my freaking Facebook. Made me feel like I was worth it.
Boy, you are really torn up over this.
Right? I want to fight with the Lord. I want to fight with a world leader, okay? Gosh.
I'm so sorry. He just doesn't want to play with you.
He doesn't want to play with me. Oh. And speaking of things we talked about last week also, I did find out some more Spider-Man news.
Right?
Sony told Marvel the doors are closed for Spidey ever returning. So comic book nerds went to the streets to protest. One of them was asked, what's the plan? He responded, we're going to gather up everything Sony makes and burn it. But we realized they don't make anything worth burning. Big words, big words. And that's crazy that Sony told Marvel that Spider-Man's not going to be back in their universe, because Marvel still has the rights to make 30-minute Spider-Man cartoons.
Huh.
So that's the strange thing about the whole situation.
Doesn't, like, Disney own... Is it Disney that bought Marvel or DC or just DC or...
Disney bought Marvel, and I believe maybe Fox is involved in all that. I'm not quite sure. And then Sony was involved with it all because they were like Spider-Man and a few other superheroes. And then I don't know what happened. I guess they just couldn't agree to a contract or what the deal was. But about a couple months back, they took Spider-Man.
Wow.
And said, no, 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 I'm not coming back.
Hmm.
So that makes me, it's sad. Like I said last week, as a comic book fan, it's like a punch in the gut right there, you know, because Spider-Man, man. Like, we waited years for a great Spider-Man movie. We went through the Tobey Maguire days, the fucking shitty, the other guy, I don't even know the dude's name days, to Tom Holland, man, who was awesome.
True. Wow.
So, Sherry, did you hear about Kevin Hart wrecking his new car?
No. What?
Yeah, he wrecked it, I believe, last weekend. He just got it back in July as a 40th birthday gift for himself. Right? He's already in talk for a new one. And I guess when you're that rich and short, you can buy any Hot Wheels you want. So, what to do, buy anyone.
That's true. That is a fact right there.
I mean, it's crazy that... Oh, and here's the thing about it all was, he wasn't the one driving the car when it wrecked. They, like, flipped it down an embankment and stuff, and he wasn't the one driving it.
Oh, boy.
Now, I don't think, like, any alcohol or anything like that was involved in it, because I don't believe, from what I saw from other reports and stuff, there was, like, no drinking involved or anything like that. I think they were just speeding and lost control of the car.
Oh. Yeah, I wonder if he really was, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, right? I mean, he might have been. You never know. Because he wasn't the one driving, so he actually could have been drinking.
Yeah. Didn't,
well,
the way I take it,
there was three people in the car. Kevin Hart was riding shotgun. There was somebody driving, and there was some chick in the back seat. The chick in the back seat got pinned in, but didn't seem like when they got her out, there was no injuries or nothing like that. Now, Kevin Hart and the other dude left the scene, you know, after everything was said and done, got home, and then they had to be taken to the hospitals because they had I don't know if the other guy did, but Kevin Hart had to get emergency back surgery done, I believe is what it was. And the way
okay.
I take it, everything's good now, you know, shit like that. But yeah, he had a pretty interesting week. But like I said, I really don't think alcohol was really involved in it all, because the way he carries himself, he seems like he's smarter than be drinking and driving and stuff like that. Especially with the shit that happened a few years back with him and his wife and all that shit.
Well, I'm glad he's okay to the point where he didn't get killed. I mean, they're all lucky.
Right. They're all lucky. And like you said, I'm glad he's all right too. I mean, it's freaking crazy. So, Sherry, what do you think about pizza?
Pizza? Oh, my God, I love pizza.
Right? Who doesn't? Like, pizza is, like, one of the number one foods anywhere. So, a California Pizza Hut employee got fed up with his job, quit, and started up his own pizza joint, but with a twist. He has strippers perform while the people eat. He hopes to open up a whole chain of pizza sluts someday. California for you, man. They smoke some good weed out there.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And you can tell with this.
Wow.
Strippers at a... And you know the weird thing about it was? It doesn't say anything about being 18 or older, so... Huh.
Hmm. Interesting.
Oh, maybe we should take a road trip to California and find out what's going on with this Pizza Slut franchise.
That would be good. Definitely.
Right?
Oh, my gosh.
So, Sherry, you know what time it is, right?
Is it that time already? It's time. It's a, well, our time is very different, actually. I'm an hour ahead of you.
Right, but
you're an hour behind.
That's not what I was meaning, man. What I was meaning was, guess what time it is? It's time for Dakota to tell you about the good old days.
Ooh, Dakota, tell me about the good old days.
I thought you would never ask. The year is 1989. TGIF debuts September 22nd, a month after the sexiest, funniest, most good-lookingest dude ever was born, me. For you PC kids, TGIF was a big part of a person my age childhood. Fuck your Rick and Morty. We had Steve Urkel, and we were raised by Danny Tanner, man. Man, you can never go wrong with Full House.
So that's what happened to you.
Yeah, I was raised by Danny Tanner and Cora Winslow and the dad from Boy Meets World, you know, and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. You know, and all those... you didn't even realize that. You look back at these generations raised by these people you see on TV and wonder why is your generation so messed up? Gee.
Right. It's because they didn't have these great shows like the 90s did. I mean, the 90s, you had such a mixing pot of shows that was like Roseanne that showed like the everyday family to, like I was saying, like Full House to shows like that over dramatic, like goody-goody family, you know, that nothing really bad ever just really happens to and shit like that, to Boy Meets World where you got, like, the mixture of it all and shit. I mean, nowadays you got, like, don't get me wrong, you got a few shows nowadays that gets into that stuff, but it's, like, most of the culture nowadays is, like, they're afraid to say some of the shit that you could have said back then because it's, like, I don't hurt this person's feelings or I don't make this person cry.
Uh-huh. So, do you think that shows from the 90s were less emotional than shows from the 80s?
I would say from the mid to late 90s it would be like that, but like the early 90s you still had those shows coming over from the 80s.
Yeah, right, like Full House, Different Strokes. Oh no, Different
right,
Strokes, that was the 80s. Yeah, and
See, different strokes, I think, was more 80s. I don't know if they were in the 90s or not.
Yeah. I was thinking Who's the Boss, actually.
Oh, yeah. Who's the Boss? And, see, what else was it back then, too? See,
Cheers.
Who's the Boss? Cheers. Frasier. Well, Frasier was what, mid-90s?
Yeah, I think so. Family Matters was to 98, 89 to 98. So that's where Urkel comes in, totally.
Right. It's crazy that TGIF only lasted 10 years. It seemed like it lasted longer than what it did. I think the original TGIF run ended in 98.
Mhm.
So that's mm-hmm. crazy.
Yeah.
So, have you been seeing these posts on Facebook asking people why people asking Facebook why they want them to be a dating site?
Yeah, but it seems like a lot of people go on there for that.
Well,
that...
yeah, I mean, I mean, I can see that it being maybe a good thing, but it's like Facebook, you know, it's like I get liked, followed, and poked enough as is. So I personally wouldn't use it as a dating site. So I don't want, like, my shit to be on, like, a dating site, if that makes sense for it.
You have stalkers, Dakota?
Might have a few, you know, if I had my fun back in the day, so I might have a few stalkers out there. Hashtag more than a few, just saying.
I hope your parents aren't going to listen to this show.
Hey, my grandparents are probably listening to this show.
We're
going to have a lot of explaining to do around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
It's going to be an awkward Thanksgiving this year.
Yeah, I would totally love to be sitting at that table and your family asking you questions. I could just see it now.
Right?
That'd be hilarious.
Now, didn't you have a few random facts you looked up for the night show? I believe, didn't you say it was Wiener Schnitzel's Day?
The holiday for today is National Wiener Schnitzel Day.
You hear that, guys? It's Wiener Schnitzel's Day. So wiener your schnitzel tonight, guys. Or schnitzel your wiener, whatever you want to do it.
Yeah, it's also I'm on top of it day.
Ooh, so it's I'm on top of it Wiener Schnitzel Day. That's interesting.
Mhm. And it's Wonderful Weirdos Day. What's your day today?
Okay.
I consider you a wonderful weirdo.
And I consider you on top of that, so it's all good.
Oh, it's a share your care day, so.
It's a share your what day?
Share your care and be on top
of it. I thought you said it's a share your bear day, and I'm like, oh, I'm good. I don't like playing with bears. I'm fine. Whatever.
Well, it's a care bears share your care day. Yeah.
Share your care day. I was never really into care bears. I take it as like a... It was a big thing back in the day. I remember, like, a lot of people collecting them, but I don't know.
They mean, like, they kind of mean, like, not really, like, care bears, as in, like, bears, but as in people, like, you know, huggers, like, share your care. Like, you care for people. Give a bear hug.
Ah, give a bear hug day. Got it. So,
yeah.
It's I'm on top. So I'm going to go find somebody. I'm going to get on top of them. I'm going to give them a bear hug. And I'm going to schnitzel their wiener.
No. Wiener schnitzel.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to find somebody. I'm going to climb on top of them. Give them a bear hug. And I'm going to wiener their schnitzel. Which sounds even weirder than schnitzeling their wiener. So whatever.
Which makes you a wonderful weirdo. So say it all goes
which makes me a wonderful weirdo. So it all goes in full circle.
That's right. But hey, I have another really crazy fact to share with you. And I don't know. I want to know the people who look up science and are behind it all, because they discovered a bolt of lightning contains enough energy to toast 100,000 slices of bread. Who the hell gets to sit there and figure that crap out, okay?
And I feel bad for that person, because that sounds like a lot of nonsense.
I mean, who would waste their time to figure out if a bolt of lightning could toast 100,000 pieces of bread?
Yeah.
I
don't have that much time to... I wouldn't have that much time to sit there and try to waste doing that, so...
Right. And here's another one that just, like, these scientists, I don't know how they come up with this, but they say you can hear a blue whale's heartbeat from 2 miles away.
That actually is kind of crazy interesting.
A blue whale's heart, yes, weighs about 1,300 pounds.
Oh, shit.
So it beats so powerfully that you could hear it from 2 miles away. You just might miss it, though, as it heart beats 8 to 10 times per minute.
Damn. I got a little known, not made up fact I just made up right now for you. Taco Bell used to be a Mexican phone company.
Are you sick? Yeah. You know, that's funny. That's funny. But I remember the Bell, it used to be called the Bell, or Bell, on a payphone. I don't know if you're old enough to know that.
Huh. I guess that was before my time, because I never.
Yeah. That's funny.
Well, shenanigans. Dude, our show is coming to an end again this week. That quick? What the hell?
I know. Yes, and I do have to mention two things, okay?
Go ahead, and then I'll jump into the Rodin life story.
Okay. I'm asked to read this, that there is a hilarious comedy book about weddings and pop culture, wrote by Jason Drake. It's called You Stay Wedding People. And there are way too many Road Warrior references that you can think of that there would be a book about crazy wedding stories, and check it out on Amazon. Okay?
And that's from Jason Drake?
Correct.
All right. I'm gonna have to go check that out.
Yeah, and Rick Tuber wrote a novel. It says, Should Have Seen It Coming, by Rick Tuber. And then he wrote another book called Just My Fucking Luck. And he wrote a book called Shenanigan Cuts, A Hollywood Film Editor's Misadventures in China, by Rick Tuber. And you can check those all out on Amazon.
Oh, well, hell yeah. I'm definitely going to have to go check those out, because just my luck is my thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, since the show's coming to an end this week, Let me get to the life story. This week's story is from a Michael Montroy, a.k.a. Big Nemo. Oh, shit. Sherry, I want a cool Disney nickname. Can I be, like, Buzz Lightyear or something? Anyways, here's the story. My chick was out one night, and I had the munchies. I text her, bring me home some McDonald's. She came home like 3 hours later. She was at some other dude's house. I was so pissed. Bitch forgot my burger. All right, Mr. Montroy, that was interesting, man. And if anybody else has any life stories, feel free to write them in to me. Because they keep getting interesting, I'll tell you that.
That's true. But oh, my God.
If you had a cool Disney nickname, what would it be? I call Buzz Lightyear, so you have to. What would yours be?
Oh my God! Oh, I can't even think of anything. You just put me on the spot. I have no idea. Princess Clark.
All right, any listeners, anybody listening to this right now, if you can think of a good Disney nickname for Sherry, put it in the comments, and I will call her by it all of next week's episode.
It's an awesome challenge right there. Weren't you talking about challenges earlier? That's a great challenge. So y'all write in. Tell us what my princess name would be.
And I will call her by it all of next week.
There we go.
And people, right. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow night. What time again? That way listeners know.
And tune in to us about 11 o'clock p.m. on Monday and 11 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday. Check out both shows coming up next week and tomorrow right here on Blog Talk Radio.
All right, people. Y'all have a good night.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Roasting the World. Well, like I said, next Monday, 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I get to find out what my new name is going to be from Dakota. Anyway, send in what my name would be if I was a Disney character. And thank you all for listening. I hope everyone has a great rest of their week. Hope you can tune in tomorrow for tomorrow night's show and share a clip. And Dakota, you have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, you too. Everybody have a good night.
Thank you all. Good night.